These are the strange promptings of the imagination. These are the whisperings of the gods and the demons. Now, most intelligence that has arisen in the universe, even if we imagine the universe as just an ocean of intelligence, most of it is too old, too to the right or too to the left for us to even be able to cognize as intelligence. I mean, you know, termites don't talk to gods, bacteria don't talk to humans. To have an I-thou relationship, you have to at least be in the same general universe of shared assumptions. So out of all the noise that drifts between the stars and the galaxies, the endless depth of chatter that moves between the minds in non-local space, every organism, every intelligent species tunes to the voices that can be understood. Not understood clearly, but simply understood to be, aha, that is a distant station speaking in a foreign language, but it is a language, like that. And this, I think, is what shamanism is all about. And this is what these psychedelics are all about. We're not getting into the details of our birth trauma or the fractal waves of firing of the nervous system, or ultimately even into the Gaian, the dynamics of the psychology of the Gaian surround. Ultimately, what we're touching is the invisible, all-pervasive intelligence that surrounds us and penetrates us and indeed informs our religions, our philosophy, our myths, our dreams. And I think a shaman is simply a technician who has learned how to use chemicals and plants and techniques of healing and the suppression of physiological functions to see out to this universal swarm of intelligence. Well, so then, is this good news or bad news for the enthusiasts of alien life? For those who want flying saucers to come and land on the White House lawn or blow the White House to smithereens, as happened in Independence, I don't think it's good news. But I think we're being challenged by a level of to grow up about the idea of extraterrestrial intelligence. It is here, mentally, existentially. But if you really wish to touch alien flesh, you may be truly disappointed, because the flesh is caught in the three-dimensional space-time matrix. Only the mind is free to rove through the Bell space. But I this doesn't give me much problem, because here's what I think is going to happen. Apparently, all that can be moved through the Bell space is information. You can't send a ship, you can't send a weapon, you can't send an ambassador. You can only send information. But it turns out that's enough, because we're on the brink of creating worlds of pure information. You remember in all the science fiction movies of the 50s, there was always stress on the concept of the landings. We must build the landing zone. We must find the landing zone. This was somehow very important, this idea of preparation. And every flying saucer cult in Southern California and beyond, it has a, is doing bake sales to build the landing site. And there are some already built in the Mojave Desert. Well, so what is this? This, apparently, it's asking for something. It's asking for a suitable vessel into which to pour itself. But it's not, you know, clearing a space out near Pahrump, Nevada, as happened in Mars Attacks or something like that. Rather, I think this is where the internet comes in. It is a net. It is a net that could be used to catch very big game indeed. And where does the alien come from? Well, the only oscillators that can connect to it are human minds. But from the human mind to the human hand to the keyboard to code VRML to produce virtual realities which we call alien life, because we think we're building them until we build them and build them and build them and eventually discover they have exceeded our design parameters. They have exceeded our own ability to imagine what alien means, and yet they're still unfolding and exfoliating. So this is where I think the alien intelligence will come from. It is alien, but it is within. And it cannot be disentangled from things, because the only instruments sensitive enough to download this information are inspired human imaginations. And there will always be a residuum of projection, a part of ourselves that is part of the alien. But eventually, I think, and remember, we're talking in a million years here, so I don't have to sound like a street corner prophet. Eventually, we're going to use, there will be a real shamanism, a new shamanism, a shamanism practiced in the full light of science and in the full light of a global data processing capacity. Thank you.